of the opening ceremony for the Summer Olympics, the Paris prosecutor is opening an investigation into what was described as a massive attack on the high-speed rail network. Officials say three separate lines were brought down in coordinated attacks involving arson. And all this is happening as more than 10,000 athletes and guests prepare to float down Paris's famous River Seine in a boat parade. I spoke earlier with Ariel Weil. He is the official in charge of Paris's central district that includes those iconic landmarks, the Louvre and the Notre Dame. Bonjour, Monsieur Mayor.
Bonjour. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Thank you for coming, especially on such a busy day. You know, this has been a massive undertaking, years in the making, making sure the River Seine is safe to swim in. I understand that there are still some labor disputes going on, and of course, all the security concerns that come with an event like this. So is Paris ready?
I think so. I mean, I dive in the Seine River myself with the mayor of Paris and the head of the region. So we were there just a couple of days. That was historical. And I think these games and the opening ceremony tonight is going to be, you know, it's an historical event anyway, because it is the first time that it's happening outside of a closed stadium. And it's going to stretch on the Seine River tonight. This is amazing, but it's taken huge security measures.
So, you know, we're seeing reports of disruptions to high-speed rail lines today, paralyzing traffic leading into the city. France's transport minister appeared on TV. He spoke of incendiary devices. I mean, he's suggesting that criminal actions are behind this. Can you tell us anything more about this?
Well, obviously, I can't divulge any more details, but, you know, we believe that there's been an attack. It's been going on also online for a long time. You know, people have cited Russian activity. I think we're going to manage still. The préfet, the head of police, has said that we're ready, but today is going to be a tough day.
I also want to ask you about something that's been going on for some time now. Paris has been home to a large unhoused population, many of whom are migrants. There's been reporting from French and international media that hundreds of people have been displaced from the city in preparation for the Olympics. Their accommodations are not especially fine, and I just wonder how you feel about that.
Well, this is a big topic that we address, not just for the Olympics, but throughout the year. We've had a number of fights between the city and the state. The state is responsible for taking people away from the streets. And obviously, the center of Paris, as you know, the center of many cities in the world, has been a large magnet for the homeless. So we have a huge amount of social work. We try to convince people and find solutions, but this has been going on for years. And unfortunately, it's likely to stay, although there's a hope that there, as part of the legacy of the Olympics, the solutions that have been found for some of these people in terms of housing are going to last beyond the Olympics.
Can I just ask you what this moment means to you personally? If you don't mind my mentioning, you were born in Israel. You're an economist. You graduated from Harvard Business School. So you've lived, you know, around the world. The Olympics represents the world coming together. But a number of these countries are in conflict, including Israel. And I just wonder, how are you thinking about all of that?
Well, I'm as you said, I feel very international and very Parisian at the same time. I'm deeply rooted here, even though my family spanned throughout the world. And you're right, I lived in the U.S. My father grew up there during the war. He was hosted by his family and saved that way. So, you know, I have, first of all, deep connection to the U.S. Also, you're right, I have deep connections and ties to Israel. Fortunately, our government has been very clear that the Israeli athletes were welcome in Paris. In fact, even though we have the opening ceremony tonight, 2 days ago, the soccer tournament started, and I was happy to go and see in the famous stadium, Parc des Princes, to see the Israeli team, soccer team, play against Mali. I was very happy. I'm very committed to that tie. There has been a number of politicians here who've said that the Israeli athletes weren't welcome. And I found that extremely offensive and stupid, and I've said so publicly.
No, I just really more I was thinking in terms of the Olympics is meant to be this coming together, and I kind of wonder, do you feel that it will be, given that there is so much conflict in the world right now?
Well, you know, there's a magnificent, if there are listeners here who are in Paris or going to be in Paris, there's a beautiful museum. There are many museums in Paris. One is at Porte Dorée. It's called Porte Dorée. And it's close to it also hosts the Immigration Museum. It has a beautiful exhibition on 150 years, 200 years of Olympic Games. And, you know, it's funny because we tend to forget that, but the Olympics have always taken place against a political, sometimes very tense political background. I mean, think about China and Russia during the Cold War. And that exhibition is amazing because it points back to all of the tensions and the violence that was the background to the Olympics.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's Ariel Wilde, the mayor of Central Paris. Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you.